Psalm 119, Part 4, Lesson 4, Preface. We Christians are but pilgrims in this world, for we have here no continuing city, but we seek one to come. The city which we seek is not in this world. It is the home of the soul, those mansions which the Son of God purchased with his blood, and which he went to prepare for us. Being pilgrims, we must not make this world our home. The traveler who makes the inn his home will not reach his destination. As pilgrims to the heavenly Canaan, we must set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Neither must we allow flowery bypaths to entice us away from the highway. In the paths of carnal pleasures, deadly serpents are lurking, which, their fangs once fixed, seldom yield up their prey. I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. To avoid delusive byroads and to keep in the straight way, we must be careful to note the directions on the guidepost. The Bible must be our guide. Its teachings we must learn. Its instructions we must bear in mind. Its directions we must follow. With David, we should make the statutes of the Lord our song in this, our earthly pilgrimage. Then we shall not err in the way. And now, let us hear the reading of the fourth lesson. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Chet. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that all comfort is vain which is not based on the word of God. Earthly things, honor, riches, friendship, learning, health, strength, afford a temporary staff and may delight the mind for a while, but how quickly may a single disappointment spoil all man's happiness. Visit our asylums, and you will find many who once dwelt in happy homes surrounded by luxuries. The young man comforts himself with his strength of mind and body, which is quickly consumed by the heat of the fever. And when death approaches, all earthly comfort vanishes away. But when heaven and earth pass away, the word of our God will not pass away. His word gives abiding comfort, comfort which will not give way when the trumpet sounds to judgment. The latter part of this text teaches that all is transient, save alone the word of God. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. The earth and the heaven will flee from the face of him sitting upon the throne, and no place will be found for them. But the word of the Lord will not pass away. My soul, turn thou thy feet unto his testimonies, and make them thy portion in the house of thy pilgrimage. Prayer. O Lord, who art the same yesterday, today, and forever, remember us pilgrims in this nether world, for frail is our frame, and few are our days. Let the word of thy salvation be a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path, that our soul must not walk in darkness, but may find the way to that city whose light is the Lamb. Amen.